Awaken Beauties, finally, it's here. The truth to empower women to true inner beauty through a healthy mind and inner biology. I am your hostess, Cassandra Keel, a 20-year salon owner, organic beauty product formulator, positive mind management, and clinical hypnotherapist. And I am here to help you stay sane, get sleep, and bring your sexy back. Sponsored by evokebeauty.com. EVOQBeauty.com. Now, let's get to it. Welcome to the Awaken Beauty Podcast. This is Cassandra, and I'm so happy to be here with you today. And we are going to be digging deep within mind, not necessarily just mindset, but all about the executive function. So hang with me. Now, I will say this. The executive function of our brain is an absolute key predictor of our success. But what happens is that you may often feel scattered, filled with ideas, but unable to find time to get them all done. Well, in this podcast, I'll be sharing a message on neurodiversity when it comes to not just being a woman with a neurodiverse brain, but being a midlife woman with a neurodiverse brain. So first, let me explain what neurodiversity is. Well, I actually should say just welcome to my brain. I'm going to be giving you insight here. And this episode is meant to shine a light on the superpowers of neurodiverse strengths. So neurodiversity is the belief that conditions labeled as ADD, ADHD, dyslexia, autism, etc., are brand of evolutions of Homo sapiens rather than a defect of the genome. So with this thought, we must consider its values and benefits before considering its obstacles and complications. So I just want to bring a big shiny light around the positivity of these superpowers. And if you're a woman with attention deficit disorder, whether it's ADD or ADHD, you've probably known all of your life that you're different. Because as girls, we learn which behaviors, thinking, learning, and working styles are preferred, which are accepted and tolerated, and which are frowned upon. And these preferences are communicated in numerous ways, from media and books to our first grade classroom to conversations with our classmates and then our parents. And over the course of a lifetime, women with ADHD learn through various channels that the way they think, work, speak, relate, and act does not match up with the preferred way of being in the world. So in short, they learn that difference is bad. And since these women know that they are different, they learn that they are bad. And that gets hidden underneath the subconscious. And as a clinical hypnotherapist, we pocket these in and they become a somatic resonance stored in our tissue, and they become an identity of changing our mass at all times so that we just fit in. And I'm here to say it's time for a higher level of knowledge and it's time for change. So first, I want to go through two different pieces here. And I'll start with the energetic and spiritual aspect. And as a clinical hypnotherapist and a quantum biofeedback practitioner, I spend a lot of time, ladies, around geeking out around science, neuroscience, and neuroplasticity. And I often share that everything starts with an energetic input into the brain. If you cut your brain out and threw it across the floor, quite morbid, I know, the brain wouldn't be able to think on its own. The frequency has to come in. So the energetic input is the frequency, right? Then our psychology affects our physiology and what filter it comes through, based on the way we grew up and what we soaked in, and based on the biology of our brain. And so often when women are anxious, it hijacks the executive function. And you have too many thoughts all at once that create quote unquote ADHD symptoms. But it's truly just overwhelm and anxiety. So I want us to be aware. I'm very sensitive when I say I have ADHD. Sometimes it can be I am just in complete overwhelm all the time and I haven't dealt out a certain kind of trauma or a way to understand how my brain works and how I can slow down my thoughts, a way to regulate my autonomic nervous system so that I can activate my polyvagal system so that I can get out of fight or flight. So there is a real piece here that it's energetic. Right? And to share how overwhelm and anxiety is tied into our subconscious mind to be effective in helping rewire the mind, my goal is always to help shift that critical factor filter and just push it to the side, which is the barrier between the conscious mind and the subconscious mind, so we can create unification and away from that double-mindedness, always feeling like we're in 3 million places at once where we can't focus, and into single-mindedness where we become one through untrancing ourselves, from unhypnotizing ourselves from all the beliefs. So this area gives access to that belief system. It takes down the guard dog. And when our incongruent beliefs and thoughts that cause us to be in maladaptive behaviors or anxiousness or just feeling stuck, and what I'm trying to attempt to do when I'm with a client is to then overlay that belief and bring it back into awareness, bring all these part-time personalities back into the whole person, take the pain and put it into wisdom, and establish a new predominant belief in the belief system. In the place of the belief that there's that driving current behavior, so that it's single-minded and coherent with what your goals are, right? So from there, I can reprogram those thoughts at the subconscious level. In fact, you do it. I don't do anything. And we bring these two minds and the drivers together. And just to give you an example, we're always in our imagination, but here's the ticket when it comes to anxiety and maybe switching it out for ADHD, is that we can amplify our thoughts with our imagination and our subconscious mind from 0 to 2,500 times in a matter of a thought. We've attached some kind of scale to have it, just to make sense to it, that when you're in your imagination, you amplify that anxiety, it goes from 0 to 2,500 times more intense in the body. So we can take any thought and make it a really big deal, right? And there's something that we use as a statement in society. We say, we know this person to always make mountains out of molehills. So I just want us to be conscious of the energetic aspect of it and then the biological aspect of it and where it stemmed from. And over the past decade, researchers and clinicians have recognized that ADHD symptoms manifest differently between sexes. And most girls and women have the inattentive form of ADHD. So as a woman that's raising my hand that has a neurodiverse brain, I would describe myself as an incredible creative, and my brain runs at the speed of a Ferrari, but has the brakes at the speed of a tricycle. I'm always in the future. I'm living in my brilliance all of the time. So jumping in, I celebrate the fact, right, that we can really celebrate our brains as superpowers, especially when we are informed and have the supportive structure, rituals, and consistency in our lives to support our genius. So A point here is driven from the profound Dr. Hallowell around the fact that ADHD is actually different in girls and or women compared to men. And he states that the diagnosis of ADHD gets missed all the time in females, as there are gender differences in the symptoms. And women tend not to exhibit disruptive or defiant symptoms, unlike men or boys. And so they may not stand out as much. Rather, they sit in the back of the classroom, lost in their thoughts, daydreaming, quite content, maybe in their zone of brilliance, to be in their own world. And as adults, they tend to underachieve, or they tend to overachieve. That would be my story. Not due to lack of talent or hard work or not having the drive, but the lack of extreme focus and organization when needed. And so they seek to get help. They typically get diagnosed with depression, anxiety, because the doctors tend not to think of ADHD in females. So they may well have depression and anxiety, but the depression and anxiety may be caused by untreated biological symptoms of ADHD. So treating ADHD, oftentimes the anxiety and depression, because the women will feel more in control, hence less anxious and well performing up to their potential, which takes away the so-called depression. Now the next piece here is estrogen. Specifically now moving into the midlife woman. And we call this the estrogen effect. And women with ADHD, unlike men with the condition, must deal with the complicating factor of the effects of estrogen and what it does to amplify ADHD symptoms. So what I'm going to share today is that when estrogen levels are low when it comes to ADHD, you experience increased feelings of irritability, moodiness, depression, brain fog, sounding familiar. So potential signs of ADHD in adult women are such as the following: feeling overwhelmed and crowded in busy environments. They struggle to stay organized and on top of routine of their schedules. They experience large swings in energy and activity. They have difficulty coping in social situations. They regularly experience feelings of low self-esteem, unable to manage clutter or organize their household, and have difficulty with routines around money management. Now, let's take a quick ADHD and estrogen deep dive. So, changes in estrogen intensifies the symptoms of ADHD. This is what the studies state, particularly during the menstrual cycle, puberty, and menopause. And it's important for women diagnosed with ADHD to be aware of their estrogen levels and how it affects their conditions so they can take the steps to lessen the impact. Now, the brain is one of the organs of the body targeted by estrogen, in addition to being one of the main hormones that is responsible for regulating the female reproductive system. Estrogen actually plays a huge role in cognitive function. It modulates the neurotransmitters such as serotonin, dopamine, norepinephrine, and in fact, there's a really funny visual, if you could take just a second. And if you look at norepinephrine is really good about wanting to get everything streamlined and get everything tucked and tidy and in order, right? And then you have dopamine, which is the mean hormone that's going to get you to that addiction of buying that favorite purse or having that drink at night. And then you have serotonin, which is the lovely woman that comes in and wants everybody to just hum their mantra and do meditation. And these transmitters, neurotransmitters, help us focus, concentrate, they help our mood and our memory. So when estrogen levels are low, you may experience increased feelings of irritability, depression, sleep, anxiety, fuzzy thinking, fatigue, loss of energy, as well as hot flashes. And women with ADHD can particularly be sensitive to lower estrogen levels, since ADHD is also associated with a dysfunction of this neurotransmitter system and coherence in the brain. So you can see now how it comes together when these levels drop. So it absolutely can impact you. And progesterone can also have an impact. I know I do topical estrogen. I do internal progesterone, and it's changed my life. It has a huge impact. Helps me sleep, helps me calm down. And then higher estrogen levels seem to aid the effectiveness of ADHD medications to what they say. No, I am not on medications. There is no judgment. Some people need them, and it's very successful for them. But I just wanted to bring to note here the importance of understanding all the variables, whether it's a trained mind based on an overactive lifestyle, unable to attain and take self-regulation into your mind and your body, and able to slow down and be in coherence. It could be a undiagnosed sense of ADHD, could very well possibly be. So during times of these hormone levels changing significantly, we want to be able to manage our lives. We want to be happy. We want to be steady. We want to be stable. But this is just a piece that I wanted to bring to our attention on how our hormones, all the masks that women wear, the possibility of getting help as someone that understands how my brain works. I love how my brain works. It helps me get a ton of stuff done. I've created 4 companies, and it makes me understand that I absolutely have to have a virtual assistant in my life, someone to help me finish things. So to bring it to an end, for many women with ADHD, fluctuating hormones levels can make managing the systems and the condition either challenging, or you can have a huge breakthrough. And some other tips that can help: there are things that you can do to help during these times when estrogen levels are fluctuating and these symptoms tend to worsen. You can work with your physician to find the appropriate supplementation, possibly medication. Simplify your daily life as many ways as possible to lower stress. Create rituals that work for you. Get more sleep. Make sure you get exercise, and absolutely have a high fatty acid, healthy diet. So it's just so good to bring some of these facts and figures around as we, as midlife women, start to step into this next phase and possibly could have some things looming that we weren't even aware of. So although ADHD usually starts in our childhood, for some reason, there is a large percentage of women that don't understand these symptoms until they hit midlife. And this is when the estrogen drops. And so I just wanted to bring this sense of mindfulness to us all, and to review that there are spiritual, energetic aspects of the mind and how it generates like-minded symptoms of ADHD. And that I can absolutely help with. I absolutely think that mind management, the way we use our language, the way we talk, and the way we self-regulate ourselves are absolutely something we can master. Every woman that can hear this right now in our lives, no matter what kind of label, non-label there is, there's tactical tools, there's absolutely coaches. And as someone that masters energy and the unconscious and subconscious mind, I believe that we can all find the support, stand in our zone of genius, move out of overwhelm, and find strategies that are right for us, because we're all different. There is no one answer. So with that said, I hope this brought some light. I know many of my clients will be like, oh my gosh, this is absolutely me, and we've talked about it, but this is the science. And I want to tell you, I love you. I appreciate you. I see all of you busy women out there. We don't have to claim ourselves as overwhelm as a badge, but know that there's science behind it. To work with a coach, medical professional, and someone you trust to guide you back into your zone of genius, help you regulate your mind and body and heart coherence, and always start with self-love. Love yourself. That is the most high vibration we can ever bring into our existence and where we all must start when we're trying to live in a world where our brains are under attack all the time. But we have control over that, don't we? All right. I hope you found this a blessing, a little bit of woo, a little bit of science, and a little bit of a peek inside an entrepreneur's mind that I celebrate. And so with that said, thank you for joining me today. This is Cassandra, and thank you for listening to the Awaken Beauty Podcast. Over and out. Well, hello, Awaken Beauty. Thank you so much for joining the show today. Were you inspired? Please leave a comment or your own personal aha moment so others can capture exactly what you did. Also, please like and subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. And if you're interested in high quality natural products for your hair, skin, and wellness, including organic CBD, please visit evokebeauty.com. Again, that is evokebeauty.com, evokbeauty.com. And until next time, darling, stay sane, get sleep, and bring your sexy back.